The dilemma is that if you're weak, which some people would like you to be, if you're really, really pathetically weak, the country's going to be overrun with millions of people. And if you're strong, then you don't have any heart. That's a tough dilemma. Perhaps I'd rather be strong, but that's a tough dilemma.
President Trump speaking today from the White House as he has announced some executive action that will be taking place later today. John Decker reporting now for us with the latest from the White House, which could change as we are speaking here. John, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, sure thing, Annie. You know, I was in the room, the cabinet room, when the president made those remarks a little less than an hour ago, and it really didn't come as a surprise. After all, it's not been good in terms of public relations for the White House, seeing those images. In fact, I asked the president if the images impacted him, affected him, and he said, yes, they did. They've affected everybody. So clearly that had a role in the president essentially reversing a position that he staked out yesterday, and as well as prior days regarding the zero-tolerance DHS policy.
You mentioned that the images affected him. Did the mood in that room, since you were in there with the president and the rest of the panel that was sitting there, did his actions seem conciliatory, or does he seem strong in his confidence to actually take that executive action that he wasn't really thinking he was going to do originally?
Well, I think he was conciliatory. In fact, he said during his remarks, he had about 25 minutes in which he spoke to us in the cabinet room, and he said that, let's face it, he said, we need Democrats' votes. We need the votes of Democrats, so we can't do anything without the Democrats on an immigration bill. So I think that means that, you know, both sides do need to work together. Now, the president is, as you mentioned, taking executive action, ending this policy of separating children from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border. But the president says that's not it. You know, that's not all that needs to be done. Now Congress needs to do its job and pass an immigration bill that takes care of the priorities that he thinks are important for this country.
We saw Chuck Schumer yesterday offering his pen to the president to get this done. It doesn't seem as though anything brings together Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill these days. Do we anticipate any possible cooperation right now between this administration and Congress and the Republicans and Democrats? Anything indicate that?
Nothing so far. But look, you know, anything can happen. And, you know, the president does want to get things done. I don't think he is on some issues. I don't think he's an ideologue. I think he's a pragmatist. And if he really wants to get an immigration bill passed and, you know, on his desk, then, you know, I think there needs to be some compromise. But there also needs to be some compromise, Annie, from Democrats. You know, they have dug in their heels. They don't want to give the president any money, zero, zilch, any money, in terms of building that border wall with Mexico, not even money for a down payment on that border wall with Mexico. You know, if they want to have their priorities protected, I think that, you know, they need to have compromise as well.
Yeah, certainly. This immigration thing is kind of overshadowing the IG report testimony that we've heard on Capitol Hill as well. Has the president been weighing in much in regards to what he's been hearing coming out of that congressional testimony?
Well, not today, but, you know, he does so, as you know, almost every day on Twitter. So, you know, if you just have to pay attention to that, he was paying attention to the hearing that was taking place over the last 2 days. One of those hearings on the Senate involved both the FBI director, Chris Wray, and also involved the IG for the Department of Justice. He was at two of those hearings, one on the Senate side and one on the House side. So, yeah, the president's paying attention to it. He's weighing in on Twitter. And we've heard him weigh in, you know, as this process has moved along as well.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we will continue to watch news as it breaks. John Decker, Fox News Radio, thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.